could be. Who knows? There's something due any day. I will know right away, soon as it shows. It'd make them cannonballing down through the sky, gleaming its eye, bright as a rose. Who knows? It's only just out of reach, down the block on a beach, under a tree. I got a feeling there's a miracle due, gonna come true.
Hi.
Coming to me.
My name is Dr. Iris Rosenfeld, and I'm a doctor of chiropractic in Laguna Hills, California, for over 27 years and owner of Rosenfeld Wellness Center. I'd like to welcome you this week to my radio show called Attitude Adjustment, where I interview inspiring and motivational guests on the second and fourth Tuesday of every month, 2 p.m. Pacific Time and 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We stretch your limits as to what is possible. Each week, we tackle an issue and share how to create a healthier lifestyle, live without pain, and embrace small nutritional and wellness changes that make a big difference in your life. This week, I'd like to welcome a wonderful woman that I know named Deanna Potter. Deanna, are you there?
I am, Dr. Iris. Thank you so much for having me today.
I am so happy to have you here and glad you were able to be with us. And I would like to give our listeners a little bio about you. Deanna is an amazing woman. I met her a number of months ago, and she is not your ordinary businesswoman. Instead, she is both a girly girl with 4-inch platforms and a tomboy who knows the difference between an eyelash curler and a socket wrench. I love this, Deanna. Her love for automobiles sends her on her own race to winning businesses, sales, and empowering others to do the same. You are a go-getter, girl. In fact, Deanna knew she was destined for a sales career when she got all of her girlfriends to pay $5 for handmade Barbie doll sleeping bags at the age of 5. How did you do that?
You know, my grandmother, my Italian grandmother sewed, my mother sewed, and as I sat around and watched them, and as an only child, I thought, you know what, there's got to be something I can have fun with. My mom gave me her oldest sewing machine, and, you know, I took the scraps of leftovers from what they were making and sewing, and I thought, well, why not sleeping bags? And I rolled them up and tied ribbon and went to some craft shows with my mom and started selling them.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's great. Deanna's zest for business grew as she tackled larger endeavors, from Rookie of the Year with Coldwell Banker and 3-time recognition as Top Performer of the Year through Hartford Insurance Group. This petite powerhouse shows that massive talent sometimes comes in a rather small package. Deanna recognized that many small businesses fail because they lack a solid plan and the systems needed to move their business to the next level. In response to this need, she created Passionate Profit Plans, developed to specifically help these people. In 6 months, she helped one entrepreneur book over $100,000 in premium and another professional to increase their leads by 75%. I can't wait to hear how you do this, girl.
Those are happy clients. We always like it when we have happy clients, isn't that true?
Nope. Yeah. Today, Deanna speaks before a wide range of audiences and helps coach professionals so they can systematize, prioritize, and profitize their business. Well, welcome, Deanna. I'm so glad to have you here for my first show of the new year.
Yay.
Yay. And if you could just give us a little background on your education and how you got to be this little powerhouse of a woman.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, I actually grew up in San Diego, California, and my family's from back east. And growing up here in San Diego, I loved it. No matter where I travel throughout the world, when I come home, I'm always happy. It's a wonderful place to be from and to experience. And I ended up going to the University of San Diego. I majored in communications with an emphasis on mass media. And it was interesting because I determined the first semester of my freshman year what I wanted to do when I took as an elective a communications class, and I came home telling my parents, I can get a degree in talking. How does that sound?
Oh, that's great.
So little did I know, I always thought I wanted to own my own business, but you know, I wasn't sure what exactly that would look like. And when you're 18, 19 years old, you know, you think you know, but do you really? Right. So communications was great. I learned so much. My emphasis on mass media was wonderful, especially at a time in the, you know, late 80s, early 90s, when things were really starting to evolve with cell phones and internet and a lot of other things going on. I was always a student of life and continue to be. So I enjoyed it, graduated top 5% of my class. I loved school. So it doesn't surprise me that I went on to do a lot of training and teaching as a mentor and trainer, because I just love that environment where there's a lot of exchange and stimulus. Mm-hmm. For after school, I've spent about 10 years in what we call corporate America. So I definitely have an appreciation for that world. Mm-hmm. I spent time doing some sales, service. I had some experience in project management, again, training, and also human resources. I was kind of the can-do girl, if anyone can relate to that. Mm-hmm. You know, if anyone can do it, so-and-so can do it. And
so they always depended on you, Deanna, in corporate life. Sure.
Yep. And when I moved out of corporate life and I said, you know, thank you so much for this wonderful, you know, opportunity for the last 10 years, I want to go do more. I remember writing my resignation letter and saying, wow, I have 4 job titles. I think it's time to move on and start putting some of that energy to what my own business and my own impact could be on the world. So I went from corporate America and became an entrepreneur. And I started that in 2001. I went into real estate sales, and I jokingly tell people I'm a recovering realtor because we've all been beaten up in this economy over the last, sure, you know, 5 years or so, but I have a great understanding and empathy and respect for people in any sort of a real estate related industry, just because so much of their livelihood fell out before the rest of us even started feeling the impact in other job industries and so forth. So, but during that time, I'll tell you what, I launched and built my real estate team. My assistant and I worked, you know, anywhere that you needed help, we were there. So it was much more of a countywide area. We kind of went to where we needed to. And I did everything from, you know, commercial to high rises to acres, you name it. I will tell you that there's nothing like the emotional ups and downs of helping people through the purchase of something that is probably one of the greatest investments they'll ever spend in their lives.
Mm-hmm. And I recall that, Deanna. It's not easy always, and you need the right person helping you through that process.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or a team of people.
Absolutely. And I've always believed, I learned then, but I continue to believe in any industry, for any person in any job, that you really become a trusted advisor for your clients when you have a clear balance between your character or your principles that you carry with you and your competence, your skills. You know, I can sit down with you and I can be very warm and friendly and maybe we click and feel like we're old friends. But if on the reverse side of that, I don't have the skills, knowledge, ability to do my job well, that's not going to be a fully satisfying experience. Mm-hmm. And on the flip side of that, I could be great at what I do. Maybe I, you know, can deliver the great service and the great product. But if every time that client leaves me, they feel like, well, I really don't know if they have my best interests at heart. I don't know if I can trust them. That's not a satisfying experience. I believe that there's got to be that mix of both character and competence and just that mix of, you know, your principles and your practices. So I definitely learned that very quick when I was in real estate. I did sales for a while, and then I had a knock on the door one day and the broker came to me and said, would you manage the brokerage? And
You've
heard that term, herding kittens, right? Who hasn't?
Yes.
So that's a totally different animal when the kittens, in this case, all of my agents, were self-employed people. So part of the reason people become their own bosses so they don't have to report to other people and tell them what to do.
Right. Exactly. So, and that's why you went into this field yourself. You decided to become an entrepreneur.
Absolutely. You know, people who decide to become entrepreneurs, so many of us are told it's wonderful. You can make unlimited money and have all the free time in the world when you're a business owner. And when I say that to a group of business owners, we often chuckle. Mm-hmm. It can absolutely be true, but it takes time to develop your client base, your systems, understanding what is needed. You got to invest a lot of yourself and a lot of sacrifice. You give up a lot when you become a self-employed person, paid vacations, benefits, you know, a lot of things that are a given when you are a W-2 earner. And there are pros and cons to both worlds, but I think that certain people are wired to be in one place better than the other. So I often tell my coaching clients, listen, I don't want you to be afraid to ask for that close. I don't want you to be afraid to price yourself right, because you've given up a lot in life to be an independent business owner. And it is important for you to understand the value you bring and why it needs to be worth it for you. Mm-hmm. So, and part of that was some of the philosophies and things that I talked about and tried to lead the agents in when I was in real estate. And then between real estate, I also, when I shifted out of that environment, I started a tax business and I was doing tax consulting work for a few years. And what I really realized is throughout all of this, aside from my core job responsibilities, I was out there in the community and in different business industries, and I was speaking and I was training and I was participating in workshops, and I felt I was at my best when I was helping train, teach, and guide others to be the best they could be.
Sure.
I off of a stage or from in front of a room, and I would tell my husband, it's like jumping out of a plane for me. It's the adrenaline. It's the wonderful impact of people saying, wow, thank you. And I knew that I had to create a company where I got to be my best and give my gift back out to the world, but that I could also help people really see their potential and live their potential.
Sure, sure. And we have a caller, and I will be putting the information from this caller on pretty soon, but I'm going to keep asking you some questions, and we'll get to the caller in just a minute.
Great.
Can you tell me, what was it that brought you to start Passionate Profit Plans, and why Passionate Profit Plans?
Wonderful questions. Thank you so much for asking. The short story is that in April of 2008, I went in for a medical procedure that was to improve my health and suffered just horrifying complications. And a 3-week recovery ended up being a 4-year tremendous journey where, in retrospect, I didn't realize it at the time. I was close to losing my life, and I came through that tremendous ordeal with a very clear idea of who I was, what my gifts were, and what I really needed to do with the remainder of my life. It was a life-changing experience. And with that, as I alluded to, I definitely believe that people don't always see themselves as they really are. They don't see all that they can be and all the things that they do well. And I really believe that with encouragement and guidance and perspective, people can really take themselves to the next level. So I knew it was going to be a combination of me helping people, but also getting the opportunity not only to coach, but to get out there and really reach people in both small and large size groups. The reason it became Passionate Profit Plans is that I believe very strongly that there is a huge difference between a business plan and a profit plan. When I say the word business plan, very seldom does it bring up emotions in people of excitement and jubilation and woohoo. Mm-hmm. Most of the time when I say the word business plan, it causes a little bit of uncertainty, a little bit of overwhelm, a little bit of guilt. Oh gosh, I need a better one, or I need to have one, or whatever the case may be. And what I really believe is what it comes down to is that a business plan does not speak to who we are as people. I think it speaks to what we think businesses should be. And I think some of the greatest businesses over time have broken that mold. And really what you need to be looking at are your passions. If you're mm-hmm. passionate about something, you will get up beyond January 7th, beyond January 30th. You will get up on November 4th and you will continue to do what you know and feel you should do because it ties back to a greater passion for you.
Deanna, I don't want to interrupt you, but we do have a caller, and I want to comment on what the caller said to you, because it is all along what you're talking about right now. And the caller said, there are some people that are paycheck-oriented and others that are profit-oriented.
Beautifully put. Absolutely stellar. Absolutely. It's kind of similar if you've ever heard the term, there's a difference between being poor and being broke. You know, one is a state of mind, one is a state of the money in your wallet. It's all about the bigger perspective on things. And I will tell you, I know people who have businesses Whether or not you're earning a W-2 or you're a 1099 or you're a corporation, you can have either of those. You can still own a business and be paycheck minded. That's part of the reason why your business very, very well may stall, or you may not experience the growth and the security of having the ability to impact your income. But that was brilliant and so very true. And, you know, money speaks differently to different people. Some people find money as a source of security. Some people find money as a source of freedom. You know, it just depends upon what your experiences have been throughout your life and what you've learned and seen from it. So much of this comes into a lot of the coaching that I do. And I talk to people about not, and, you know, let's not even mention the fact if you have someone else at home that you're supposed to share accountability with in this life, they come to the table with a whole nother set of ideas about what money should be.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So. Well, Deanna, we are going to be taking a very short break. And when we come back, we are going to ask you some amazing questions and have a lot more fun.
Wonderful.
Glad you were able to be with us today. We are taking a short break. If you would like to ask our guest a question during the next segment of our show, please contact innerlightradio@yahoo.com or call 310-928-7733. As a doctor of chiropractic in Laguna Hills, California for over 27 years and owner of Rosenfeld Wellness Center, my staff and I are compassionate health experts. Through our integrative approach, we create miraculous breakthroughs in your physical and emotional health using cutting-edge technologies along with our inspirational and healing touch. We customize wellness packages to optimize your quality of life so that you can live your best life without pain. You are welcome to contact Dr. Iris by going to her website, www.driris.com. Looking forward to sharing this powerful second part of our show today.
Hi, this is Dr. Iris Rosenfeld, and today I'm with Deanna Potter in our second part of our Attitude Adjustment Show. And we have been talking to Deanna about passionate profit plans. Deanna, what we just left off in the middle, and we just had a phone call in, and Deanna, you were just talking about profits and why you chose passionate profit plans. Did you want to talk a little bit more about that? Was there anything else that maybe you wanted to say?
No, I mean, I think I covered it. I really believed that people needed to tie their plans in their life and their business back to what mattered to them. And I learned real quickly that when I was able to help people kind of dig down and develop what their real passion was, it made it much clearer and easier for them to stay on task. And, you know, it's through that coaching relationship or being able to, you know, attend a workshop or hear me speak where I really get to meet people and connect with them. And it's a wonderful joy to me.
So basically, I remember years ago working with a business plan. Mm-hmm. What is it very specifically that makes you so unique in what you do?
Well, thank you for asking. First off, my profit plan has five very specific segments. And in those five segments, I help people actually take it from, you know, a bigger picture of what's your objective for the next 3 years for your business to what are your 12-month goals. And when we're done with setting their profit plan, it's as deep as what I know what I do on Monday mornings from 9 to 11 a.m. Because I know that my activities are clear enough so that they tie directly back to what my overall goals are. So much, I think, of what we do is we have a tendency, especially in busy lives, we've got relationships and we've got families and we've got businesses and we've got our health. A lot of times there's overwhelm and overload, and we have a tendency as people often to focus on what we didn't get done instead of all the things we are getting done. So a lot of what I try to give people is I give them perspective. and encouragement. But most of all, I know we don't always like to hear it. It's about accountability. Mm-hmm. It just is. I hope I give gentle, tough love where there's a lot of compassion. And I am not the believer of let me show you how to do it. I am the believer of let me share with you what I've learned and let's see if it helps you. So I'm an open book. Any of my coaching clients, if you were to ask them, will tell you that I am very candid and I have no problem telling them about the things that have worked and the things that haven't worked. Because I believe, as we've often read or heard in other places, perhaps that the greatest lessons I have learned so far were probably through those 4 years of the biggest struggle of my life. And mm-hmm. I had a lot of great successes before that and a lot of things that people would say, wow, look at that. Look at what you achieved. Look at what you celebrated. And those are good. And I'm glad they were there. But it was the struggles and what I survived that really, you know, I think teaches us how to deal and see and handle life better in the future.
And that is so true, because we seem to learn the best and grow the most sometimes when we're at the lowest point, correct?
Yeah, absolutely.
So it's really great. Deanna, what specifically, what type of business people, clients are you looking for?
For asking. My ideal clients, or most of my clients, are self-employed people, either business owners or what we like to call 1099ers, meaning that they're working for a company, but they're considered an independent contractor. They are out there every day having to drill down and bring up the energy, the focus, the momentum to deliver the results. That's what they need. And every day they have to make sure that they understand and select the right priorities that are in line with their values and their objectives. And so long as they can keep themselves on that true path, the success will come. But a lot of times it's trusting that their plans are correct, that their objectives are correct. And sometimes that's really needing a third party perspective and mm-hmm. needing to be able to, know, here are the skills I have. And a lot of times when I work with a coaching client, they have wonderful skills, they've got great intentions, and they have talents, or they wouldn't be in the position and had any prior success. But sometimes intentions only go so far. And it really is about taking the skills and abilities and seeing where it's working. And then looking at the areas that need opportunity and finding out, how do I take the natural skills I have, put them attached to a system, and start to deliver results over in this new area?
So, Deanna, I do have a question for you. There are some listeners that may be on today that may be unemployed right now mm-hmm. or mm-hmm. looking to make a career change, maybe from corporate to be an entrepreneur. Yeah. How would you be able to help this type of person?
Yep. First thing I will tell you is do your research. So many times you will have people go, oh my gosh, I know exactly what you should do. You should come sell life insurance with me, or you should come, create this new widget and we'll go get rich with doing this widget. And, you know, whatever the case may be, really, really take the time to do your research. Ask the questions like, what were some of the biggest, go to people who have done it before you and ask them, what were some of the biggest challenges you ran into when you started this business? What are the top three things you love about it? And the top three things that if you didn't have to do those in the business, that would make life a little easier. Always understand too, that launching time takes time. That's why they call it that. When you mm-hmm. need the time to launch, I encourage people, you know, to do their best to leverage and make sure that you've got reserves and be realistic, especially if you are a rapid overachiever, and that's kind of, you're that type A. A lot of times it's wonderful and it'll be a great asset, but sometimes you can shoot yourself in the foot. And I speak from that area. You know, you go in going, well, yeah, maybe everybody else took a year for this to happen, but I can get it done in 6 months. Mm-hmm. You know, that kind mm-hmm. of thing.
Yes.
Confidence is wonderful. I'm so happy to hear that. But make sure that you're doing your research, you're being realistic, and you've got the right support behind you.
Absolutely. So the right support team. So Deanna, if our listeners want to contact you, would you give us your contact information?
I would love to. Absolutely. And again, that's Deanna Potter, like Harry, but no relation. I will help you do magic with your business and your life. So,
that's great.
And you can reach me at my toll free number, and that is 888-648-9999. 888-648-9997. Again, that's 888-648-9997. And you can always read more about my coaching program, my blog, my upcoming and past presentations on my website. And that is PassionatePlansWithAnS.com.
Great, great. So, Deanna, since my show is called Attitude Adjustment, I always ask my guests to give us two things to give our listeners to improve their attitude.
Yes.
Can you give me two, please?
Absolutely. This is what I've been looking forward to is this last
week. Oh, great.
I'm so excited.
Okay.
Here it is. First off, be aware of your environment. It is very important for you to be aware of what's going on around you. Who are your associations? Who are you spending your time with? What is your content? What are you reading? What are you watching? What are you listening to? And what kind of activities are you doing to keep your mind and your body healthy? Hang around with negative people, you will start to feel depressed and negative. Hang around with positive people, it's contagious. It works both ways. Sitting on the couch and watching 3 hours of CSI might be fun, but being able to plug in a Zig Ziglar or a Jim Rohn CD will do you a lot better good. So, you know, make those choices. Having the right attitude is absolutely a choice. It's not something that comes easy even for the most positive people. So the first one is be aware of your environment. The second one is be kind to yourself. I always tell my coaching clients when they're starting to
I love that, Deanna.
And I, believe me, I'm as guilty as the next. I'm human too. When you are starting to feel down, when you're laying in bed at 11 o'clock at night and it's dark and that little voice starts to beat up on you, I always tell my clients this. If your best friend were sitting across from you right now and telling you this and that they were feeling this way about themselves, what would you say to them? You would say, stop. You're beating yourself up. You're not looking at this clearly. You would love them. You would encourage them. You would be kind to them. You need to start loving yourself as if it were your very best friend, your sister, your mother, your brother, whoever it is that you love enough to be able to say, no, I care about you and you're being too hard on yourself.
That's wonderful. That's absolutely wonderful. And just, there was something here that you sent me that I thought was really great. And so many people think about their life and maybe when they're not here anymore and what they want the planet to remember them by. And you wrote me your legacy. And Deanna wrote this to me. She said she wants to inspire those around her to believe in themselves and achieve at their greatest level of potential.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Tell us a little bit more. I love that. I thought that was amazing.
I did an exercise, oh gosh, it's probably about at least 10 years ago with a business group, and we were supposed to write our eulogy. And at the time, you know, I was struggling with my weight and my self-image and, you know, normal stuff that happens to us in life. And my group and I were very candid with one another, and they knew that. And when we did the exercise and I read back my eulogy to everybody, one of the first words out of it was, I wanted to be inspiring, I wanted to be loving, I wanted to be encouraging, all these wonderful attributes that so many of us hope to leave behind. And I remember sitting there in that room with tears in my eyes and realizing not one of the things in my eulogy had to do with how I looked in a bathing suit or the size of my clothes. That happened to be my issue that day. And I realized at that point, a legacy is so much more than what we just see on the surface for ourselves. It's really about how we impact others. And I believe in my heart that I'm a good wife and a good daughter and a good friend. I want to be that good professionally for people. I really love to see it when people win, and I want to invest in them because when they win, I win. It just works that way.
And that is so true because it's all about inspiring other people. The whole point of this show today is just about inspiration for others.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we do have a little bit of time left, about a minute or so. Is there anything else that you would like to inspire us with today?
Yeah. One more thing that I had a note here that I would love to mention. You know, right now we come into the first of the year where we're feeling great and we're focused. Hopefully we've got some good energy going and we, you know, we're all about making this the year and making things different. Everyone who's listening, including myself, as I remind myself, be aware that distractions occur and drift occurs. It's a natural part of life. I often talk to a coaching client and they'll say to me, oh gosh, I feel like I didn't get anything done that we had talked about over the last period of weeks since we spoke or whatever the case may be. And I will ask them, the distractions that came up, Were they distractions or elements that still stayed in line with your overall goals? If you got a new lead or a new client came through and it took you off track, that's fine. If you had an opportunity to go on a wonderful trip to a seminar and it really helped you in your business, that's great. No, it wasn't in the plan, but it didn't align with your goals. So just remember, drift, you don't know when drift is happening. You just kind of wake up and it's there. But the awareness is the important part. Again, give yourself a little mercy and forgiveness and just get back on track. It happens to all of us. We all need realignment sometimes.
I love that, Deanna. Okay, so one more time before we end, give us the information on how we could contact you.
Great. My toll-free number is 888-648-9997. Also, my email, I apologize, I didn't mention that. My email is Deanna, D-E-A-N-N-A, Deanna, at PassionateProfitPlans.com. And my website is PassionateProfitPlans.com.
Great. Deanna, thank you so much for being with us today. Thank you all for being with us today as well. We're the second and fourth Tuesday at 2 p.m. Pacific time and 5 p.m. Eastern time. You gain insights and inspiration from each of my guests. You are guaranteed to leave with two ways you can adjust your attitude. We look forward to our next show on Tuesday, January 22nd with Dr. Karen Rabin, psychologist in Laguna Hills, California. For further information, contact me, Dr. Iris Rosenfeld, and my email is dr.iris@earthlink.net, and my website is www.driris.com. And my quote for today is, life isn't about surviving the storm, it's about dancing in the rain.
Come on, deliver. Will it be? Yes, it will. Maybe just by holding still, it'll be there.